Good morning. Good morning, beautiful you. It's Sunday and I'm back with my audio recording, my love gram. Last week, I really, really, really appreciated that so many of you responded to my notes saying that I was going to give myself a break and sort of encouraging you to do the same if you needed it. And I really just love that. And I didn't realize I was going to start there today, but I am starting there. And I guess the reason is because that meant so much to me. Oops. I'm listening to Such Great Heights by the Postal Service. I guess I may as well let it play for a sec. And there's something about this song. Wait, I'm gonna just I never know when to talk or where to let it play. I wonder how DJs know these things. They do though, don't they? I'm gonna let it get to its chorus. I just kind of randomly chose this song because I love the Postal Service, the performers of this song. And there's something about the title of it, Such Great Heights, and the idea of perspective that seems really important. Anyhow, let me go back to finish. I have like too many conversations happening at once, and then I have about four more in my head at the moment, simply from turning on the recorder, which is an interesting thing. But I wanted to thank all of you who responded so positively last week. It really reinforced for me how important it is to show up as honestly as we can about where we are and to allow other people to respond in a way that feels like we get cared for. And maybe that sounds simplistic, and maybe it is simplistic, but I think that it's not always easy to do. And I actually, as I had said to you in my note last week, there was a lot of arguments in my head about that I needed to do an audio, even if I was exhausted, or even if it didn't feel like what I wanted to do in the moment. And I'm so glad I didn't listen to that, because that's not the way I want to live. Certainly not what I want to model for anybody either. And yet we all know that, right? There's so many times where we get that, you need to do this, you should do this, blah, blah, blah. And sometimes it is actually true that the best thing to do is follow through with commitments. I'm all for that, because there's a lot of times where it's simply resistance or procrastination or that devil on our shoulder that doesn't want us to do things that serve us. So it takes a lot of awareness and mindfulness, I think, to know the difference. But when we do know the difference and we do know that what we need to do is take care of ourselves, wow, does that feel good? So thank you. That was the first thing I wanted to say. And then the second thing, which I imagine this is why my subconscious chose this song that I started with, which is Such Great Heights, is that idea of perspective and how important it is and how other people can help us so much to get that, especially right now as this pandemic continues. And I don't know about where you are, but I live in San Francisco and it's still pretty much shut down. You know, it's just not life as we knew it in many, many senses of the word. However, by that same token, and I want to give a little shout out to my friend Maya, who I spoke with yesterday on the phone, and we were talking about that. At the same time, there are a lot of things that are still available. And that practice of getting the perspective enough to understand that the more I focus on the things that I can't do or can't have or don't have, the more likely it is that I'll continue to feel really, I guess, low, sad, depressed. And again, this is the same, maybe this is the theme that's emerging today, which I didn't realize, which is there's no right answer and there's no set rules. And we can support ourselves by paying close attention in any given moment to know what's true for us. Might be the thing in the moment to grieve what we're missing. And it might also be the thing to do to support ourselves is to get perspective, like I started to say. So when I was talking to Maya, we were talking about that if we focused all the time on the things that we're missing, we would really drive ourselves crazy probably with sadness and loss and grief. And if we're able to let ourselves find what's in our lives that brings us joy, comfort, light, love, peace. Maya was talking about gardening, which is something new in her life, but that she's been focused on, and it's something that really fills her. I've been taking a class with a poet, Ellen Bass. That's funny that rhymed. a silly little rhyme in the middle of this. I've been taking this class and noticing how, even though it's Zoom, right? Like, again, it's, I think so many of us are tired of the flatness of video connections. And yet, there's Ellen Bass right in front of me, this a poet I really respect and admire, and she's an amazing teacher. And so I've been noticing those 2 hours with her when we're all just focused on language and metaphor and syntax and details and the writing process and the joy of language. It's so uplifting for me. It feeds a part of me that feeds a part of me that wasn't even getting fed very much before the pandemic, because my focus was on so many other, you know, quote unquote, important things or things that I felt were more important than my creative writing life. And so I guess that I'm rambling a little bit, aren't I? I think it's time to have a little music again, see if that brings me anything. Oh, I love this song. Music is interesting, isn't it? I don't know about for you, but for me, it must be really fun to be a DJ. Music for me can, like this song, right? I didn't know I was going to play this song when I came into the studio this morning and talked to you. And then here I am playing it, and it can spark a whole conversation. Which I guess maybe that's what I'm speaking about today. What is it for us that feels as if it sparks a new conversation in our life? Maybe that's maybe all of this beginning part was getting to that. So first of all, allowing ourselves to take it easy, have a break when we need it, check in with ourselves, know what's true for us, know if it's time to get perspective and push through, or if it's time to give ourselves a break and just let ourselves feel the grief, the sadness, the loss. And then from there is this idea of creating a space for what sparks you now. So that's interesting. So thinking about Maya and her gardening, my friend Maggie and I yesterday did something that was really fun, which was we scheduled a creative hour together, and we simply got on the phone for 5 minutes and checked in and said good morning and talked about what we were going to do. And then we each spent an hour working on something that felt creative to us. And then we got back on the phone after the hour to check in and see what we did. And Maggie made this beautiful painting. It was crazy beautiful. I couldn't believe what she created in such a short time. And I worked on something from the class with Ellen Bass that she had talked about, and a writing assignment. And it was really, really wonderful. It was a way to connect with Maggie, and it was a way to connect with this part of myself. And I'm wondering, as I'm saying this to you, are you thinking about anything for you that maybe you would like to bring in? And maybe creativity is a way to look at it, because, there's a little hummingbird. Ah, I always feel like that's such a great sign. She's right outside my window. That was awesome. I think she was saying, yeah, creativity. Is there something in the creative realm? Because to me, that is a part of us that brings us to life. So whether it's playing a musical instrument or painting or cooking something new, or walking, taking a beautiful walk and, you know, taking some photographs along the way, writing, singing. What is it for you that starts a conversation that might feel new? Because maybe that's a piece of it, right? Is that there's so many things that we all used to have in our lives that aren't here right now. And so what could we bring into our lives? And I just, again, I'm struck as I'm saying this by the role that creativity plays for me in, I guess, because when we're in a creative process, check this out, because I'm not sure, I'm just saying this, I'm not really fully sure, but I think when we're in the creative process, whatever that creative process is, that typically we're very much in the present moment. And so there is a life force that comes from that. Let's all check that out. I'd love to hear from you if you have, you know, if you have a creative endeavor and maybe you turn to it the next day or two. Let me know if that does feel true to you, that it feels like there's an energy and a life force that are waiting because we're present to what we're doing creatively. Before I go, I wanted to say also, speaking of creativity and also connection, which is hugely important right now, and, you know, that's always a big focus for me. I'm doing another workshop on Wednesday. Is it Wednesday? Let me look at the calendar. Wednesday, August 12th at 4:30 Pacific time. So that'd be 7:30 Eastern time. I'm doing another workshop with Reimagine, which is a group that I absolutely love. Their tagline is conversations about... What is their tagline? I was so certain as I started to say it. Oh, conversations about death and dying and living fully. So it's just so beautiful. They have such a profound respect and celebration of life and also of death. And I'm doing a workshop called Love Never Dies. You may have heard me talk about it before because I did it a couple months ago. And I would love to invite you to come. We're going to be making love lists in a group for people who have passed away in our lives, but it could also be for anybody. You know, it doesn't have to be someone who's passed away, although I love that focus of celebrating someone who we kind of get to keep their spirit alive, and we get to love them in present tense, which is something I think is really important. So I will post a little bit more information in the email with this. But what I want to say to you is that it's a beautiful way to explore your creativity and also connect to yourself, to the person that you're writing about, and to us. You know, I find these workshops are really connecting. So Thank you for listening today. And oh, let's just end with a little bit more of the song, shall we? Before we go, I know I'm a little bit over 15 minutes. All right. I love you lots. Thank you for listening. Take good care of yourself, okay? And do something creative. Let me know how it goes. Maybe I'll see you Wednesday. Bye-bye.